USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The Detroit automakers and the UAW continued to negotiate over the weekend. UAW members walked off more jobs at GM and Stellantis distribution centers, but held off on Ford, saying the company has done more to meet its demands. The UAW told members Saturday, quote, our pressure on Ford is starting to pay off, end quote. A short strike would be good news for the economy. On the other hand, inflation could rise if some vehicles could become hard to get, or repair shops and dealerships run out of spare parts. More than 18,000 UAW members are now on strike. The Writers Guild of America and the Association of Motion Picture and Television Producers announced last night that they have reached an agreement in the Hollywood Writers' Strike. A vote by WGA leadership is scheduled to take place as soon as tomorrow. If approved, a ratification vote by Hollywood writers will take place. Only then will the strike be officially over. Although not disclosing specifics, WGA sent an email yesterday to its roughly 11,000 members with news of the tentative deal, saying the agreement is, quote, exceptional, end quote. A Washington, D.C. lawmaker says President Biden's open border policy is to increase votes for Democrats in future elections. Corey Myers explains.
A record-breaking 233,000 people crossed the border illegally in August. Jeff Van Drew, a Republican from New Jersey and member of the House Judiciary Committee, told Fox News there's only one reason Democrats would do this.
They want to flood these people in here. They eventually want to give these people the right to vote, and they eventually want to increase the Electoral College in their favor.
Musician Usher will headline the Super Bowl halftime show in Las Vegas. USA News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month, and that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
All eyes are on Washington lawmakers. If both sides of the aisle don't come to some sort of agreement to fund the government by Saturday, many government services will close down.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy told reporters yesterday he's optimistic that sort of a deal will be worked out ahead of the September 30th deadline. Congressman Dan Kilby of Michigan says McCarthy simply needs to compromise.
Why Speaker McCarthy can't just take a page out of recent history and realize that it takes compromise. It's going to take Democrats and Republicans to do the final deal. Let's just do it now.
I'm Corey Myers.
The Speaker of Canada's House of Commons apologized yesterday for recognizing and celebrating a man who fought for a Nazi military unit during World War II. Just after Ukrainian President Zelensky delivered an address in the House of Commons on Friday, Canadian lawmaker gave 98-year-old Yaroslav Hanka a standing ovation when Speaker Anthony Rota drew attention to him. Rota introduced Hunka as a war hero who fought for the 1st Ukrainian Division. That division was also known as the Waffen-SS Galactic Division, which fought for the Nazis as its paramilitary arm. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit ruled against Special Counsel Jack Smith's request for Representative Scott Perry's phone records. The court concluded it's a breach under the Constitution's speech and debate clause. Lance Pry, USA News.
Yeah, I'm looking at the pages right now.
Thomas's translation company just lost its only two Spanish speakers. Without the right replacements, he'll be in problemas.
Yeah, we'll have those ready. Tonight's going to be a late one.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.